أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وتولى عنهم وقال يا أسفى على يوسف وبيضت عيناه من الحزن فهو كظيم. قالوا تالله تفتأ تذكر يوسف حتى تكون حرضا أو تكون من الهالكين. قال إنما أشكو بثي وحزني إلى الله وأعلم من الله ما لا تعلمون. صدق الله العظيم. These are verses 84, 85 and 86. Verse 84, we had begun yesterday. Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam turned away from his sons when they informed him about Binyamin and the entire incident, that there is an allegation of theft against Binyamin. Turning away from them, he said, Ya Asafa ala Yusuf, my grief is upon Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. وَبِيَضَّتْ عَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْحُزْنِ فَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ. And his eyes had become white because of grief. فَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ. And he was very suppressive in nature, that he suppressed all of this. Commentators have expressed فَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ tells us a lot with regards to Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. وَبِيَضَّتْ عَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْحُزْنِ speaks even more about this person, this Nabi of Allah, Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. That فَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ is telling us that Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam was very suppressive in his nature. There's grief with regards to Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam's loss. And Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam had not spoken about his grief. He had not spoken about his loss, the loss of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. That heart was filled with grief, but it had never come out on the tongue of Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, but on this incident when he said, Ya Asafa ala Yusuf. It was something that was beyond his control. It was something that he did not intend. Fatawalla anhum, he turned away from them. The turning away, and then the expression also shows that he did not want to speak about, say, the loss of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, or rather the grief that was in his heart with regards to Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Now when we look at the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, we will find that that person that suppresses anger, that person that suppresses the grief that is in the heart of a person, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant him ajar. Hasan al-Basri rahimahumullah used to say that there are two suppressions that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala loved most. One is the suppression of grief, when a person is in a state of grief and then he endures and that person is persevering, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala loves that person. And secondly, a person is in a state of anger and he suppresses that anger, that is loved by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then we find one narration from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that that person that speaks abundantly about his or her grief, then that person has not made sabr. In other words, in the books of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, there is no sabr that is written as an ajr, as a reward. So yes, sometimes we need to speak what's in our heart. Sometimes we need to speak out. But obviously, over and above everything else, we need to suppress it. In other words, not speak much about it. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, when he used to recite this ayah, he used to say that because of the suppressive nature of Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, and when you speak about suppressive nature, it doesn't mean that we bottle everything in, but what it actually means is that we accept and we resign to the taqdeer of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had granted Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam the ajr of shahada. In other words, in the books of Allah, he was written as a shaheed because of this nature that was inborn in Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam. Now there is one question that will arise, that inna akhlasnahum bi khalisatin dhikrad dar. In Surah Sad, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions Anbiya, mentions Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam's name particularly. And Allah Ta'ala says that we had chosen them in a way that they had chosen Akhirat. In other words, their choice was always Dhikrad Dar, the remembrance of the real home, that is the home of the Akhirat. Then why was it that he had this love for Yusuf alayhi salam that created this grief, caused blindness in his eyes and all of that? So the important aspect is that Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam had known that Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam would become a Nabi as a little child already. The signs were there. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala informed him. He actually informed Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam. So this was not just a father's love for a son, but this was a love for a Nabi. In other words, the love of one Nabi for another Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is part of Iman. And this is that grief that Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wa salam was carrying out. قَالُوا تَاللَّهِ تَفْتَأُ تَذْكُرُ يُوسُفُ. Then the sons, when they saw this, they said, by Allah, you are going to continue remembering Yusuf alayhi salam. حَتَّى تَكُونَ حَرَضًا. Either you are going to become consumed. In other words, you are going to collapse. أَوْ تَكُونَ مِنَ الْحَالِكِينَ. Oh, you are going to die with this grief of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. This they said now at this point in their lives. They said it out of pity for Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam, that you are going to remember, like how you will ask somebody, how long are you going to remember all of this? Days pass, the incident is also supposed to be forgotten, but this is going to create a difficulty in you. You are going to perish and you are going to die with this remembrance of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam. At that time, Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam responded, قَالَ إِنَّمَا أَشْكُوا بَثِّي وَحُزْنِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. He said to his sons that certainly I complain my anguish and my grief to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That this has been all the time within me, that I complain to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Complain means that I spoke to and I speak to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. I petition Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala with regards to the grief that I go through, the anguish, the sorrow, and all of that that is in my heart. That is what I do. Wa a'lamu min Allahi ma la ta'lamun. And I know from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that which you do not know. What I know from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, obviously I am a Nabi of Allah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has revealed to me. Of course, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given me understanding. And I know that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala listens to my grief. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala listens to my sorrow. Allah ta'ala listens to my words. And I have the hope again that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will open this way. A day will come when I will see my Yusuf. I will see Binyamin once again, and of course Yehuda that had voluntarily stayed in Egypt. So all of this teaches us the very important lessons that in this life there are going to be difficulties, there's going to be loss, there's going to be challenges. But at the end of the day, remember, it is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that we need to speak to. It is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that we need to petition. And most important of all is this, that we must know all of this is from Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.